We'll start from the first pasuk. Yishlach Yaakov Halochim Lofon Lo Eitzav Ochiv Al Toseir Sedei Ezerim. Everybody knows the Rashi says that Malochim over here are Malochim Mamish, which means we're not talking about messenger, which word Malochim definitely contains such a Pirush in it, as we'll see. But is the Tosfos HaSholei who adds, what is these Malochim? Some people are aware of this, but other ones are aware of the Tosfos HaSholei. And he says, Kol Ha'isa Mitzvah Achas, Kol Ha'isa Mitzvah Achas. Kol Ha'isa Mitzvah Achas, you get two Malach. You get two Mitzvahs, you get two Malachim. 1,000 Mitzvahs, you get a Bechein Elef, he says, Bechein Elef. 1,000 Mitzvahs, you have 1,000 Malachim. So it's the Tosfos HaSholei, Hadol Dikriv, Ki Malocho Yitzavu Loch. Which means, the British one says, Malochim, Shmochim, Bechol Doch Echo. It's not some Malochim that came out of nowhere. These are Malochim that belong to this person based on the mitzvah that he did. From Dalton Kuntus. So therefore, Rashi says, it's not a Malochim. The place that Sholem is adding where these Malochim are from, that his own Malochim of his own mitzvahs. So we'll see maybe, But there is some, again, there is a fair amount of discussion in the Yishreinim. I think Beis HaSholem speaks about at this point that Malachim are just all these messengers. So those who are sent to people, people who are sent to people, right? So we have Malachim, but he says on Zazach. Beis HaSholem speaks about that among the Shoros HaYelion, among the angels, let's use that word because he says every word means something, yeah? I say Meshor Seyeli and I already wrote it. Among the angels, there are different ones. There are some who are called Malachim. The ones who are called Malachim is Taka because a Malach means an emissary, a messenger, right? So those angels who are sent as emissaries, as messengers, those are called Malachim. Those who are sent to people are called Malachim. Like the one that I was just going to say, how are we going to start if the one that was not here? So among what we colloquially referred to as Malachim, there are some, I looked at them, there are some who are attacking all Malachim. Malachim are messengers. So those of the Shoros of the Bereishis who are sent to people are called Malachim. What about the ones who stand in front of the Bereishis? Those are called Shoros. They're not called Malachim, they're called Mishorosim. Yoyter Mishorosim. Vashem Mishorosim Kulam Oimdim B'Moyom. Right? So on that, he says, who are those? Those are the ones who stand, how the Kedugmas, a Melech, which is Pamalia, and those are not called Malachim, those are called Mishorosim. Something like that, yeah? Often when the Malachim, she's not fine, she's not left. Malachim, yeah? The word Malachim says, it's a Malachim Ruchas. The source of Eish Loyet. And the pastor's there, that is, you know, it's used by all of them, the Malachim. Whatever it is, it's those who are here in this world to accomplish whatever has to be done over here. Whether Eish Malachim Ruchas is Taich, that the Malachim make the wind. All the pshat is, as the pshut and Yizich HaMotim to say, the wind is a messenger of the Malachim. In the same way that these spiritual beings are called Malachim, it's a Malachim Ruchas. But whatever it is, Malachim are those who are sent on missions to this world. The way the Tosfos says it, it's the people. The light is down to here. And then they're on the Shorosim. On the Shorosim.
profim, chayos, and adulterer, different levels.
The different levels of those above. Yeah? But malachim, that word in particular, means as it means. Well, how is it that Hakir, seeing the Pirushim and the Yeshayim, and the Pirushim and the Yeshayim, as to what the word malachim here means? Because again, it's clear that malachim means messengers. The Shaila is only which messengers. Therefore, 47. The word malachim is reserved for those who are sons. Otherwise, the Lashon Mushal, we call all angels malachim, yeah? Oh, but it's not so, according to what he says, yeah?
Message malachim from malachim, from Arabic?
No. Malachus. So shulach, tiba malachim. Segel chaburo.
Is that the same thing? Workers, not that the workers that do the team van malachim, team van Arabic,
no?
No?
Maloch, yeah?
Is that a murder of the sailor?
No, it's Maloch Lachess, bring it out. Then Lam Lachess. On Kaponim, it's interesting. If you see the bracha, that one says, what does it say? It says, Pinoy Tzvov Kiddushin, very very shakai. And it says, what are they always doing? Sorry, I on the tip of my tongue, I have to use the word malos, but we have to watch out now in these few sentences at least, not to contradict what I'm talking about this second, yeah? But those angels, that's like even today. I don't know when the last time in my life I used the English word on this. I'm also kind of talking about a confusion. Pinoy Tzvov Kiddushin, Renewe Shakai. What do they do all the time? I know what he used to say. What do they do all the time? Tomez Mustafin Kroit Kedim Kdushosa. If anyone's wondering, what are Malachim doing? Not Malachim. What are the angels doing? Tomez Mustafin Kroit Kedim Kdushin. It doesn't call them Malachim, eh? And then it says, "Display of Hashem the King of Shemayim, Ma'alu Hashem are praised up in the heavens." I call Shalom and say, "Wow, oh, you're a star, the Hemi Fox." In other words, what are the Malachim doing, or the Kedushin as they call them over there? "I'm only oyer, if I look at Selah." Selah means forever, yeah, forever. Kodesh, 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 as it implies in this long bracha, is referring to the Moyer. So what do we have here? Bring a Kedushin, the story of the Kalanathas. So they came and bring a Kedushin. Yoyfem the Shorotim, Vashem the Shorotsov, Kulam Oymdim the Rumoylo. So again, the Shorotsov, Kulam Oymdim the Rumoylo. Yeah? We are the Mishorotim, the Rumoylo. That's the background of this place, Vashem the Shorotsov. Yeah? The Rumoylo. In other words,
and they never stand down.
Right? And there's here. So these are the Shintach Reibut. Yeah? And the Shorotsov, and God, the Pesach Shorotsov points out, they're not called Avodim, they're called Mishos. Why not a father, he says? He ain't lama voida bakosev. They're not carrying things. Avodim la Adonaya. Who is called Avodim? We are. Even Kivodim in Kavodim. Kiyo Avodim is like the lower Dariga. But for Maisa, Avodim means Avodim bakosev. Avodim asakrib the Shalayim. Bakosev he saw. Who's that going on? That carriage is going on with Kahanan Bulavir. But in general, it's always called Avodim because we talk and do things that are directly, right, work. Malachim are not given that work. And even Kaviyoch, Ki'ilu, those Malachim are given Ephes a job, are the ones who are sent there, and those are called Malachim. Yeah? But the Mishorsim are called Mishorsim, the standing right of Mishorsim. I just want to point out one Akud al-Khayda, which may possibly be seen as sort of a spear, whether it is or it isn't. And that's in the second Haitiga Pasha also. In Haitiga Pasha, we have the story of the Malach that comes out of fights with Yaakov Avinu. Okay? So if anything, this is the Malach we have in this world. Which means, according to the terminology of the Torah, and that's all that he would have been called a Malach. What did he say? Shachem Yishon HaShach HaSorach HaMiloy Vashira. What did he say? In other words, it's the same one. It's not, he's a Malach, I call him the, both are the Shorzim and Eitzim Shira over there. Both are true. Right? So that L'chayr would not seem to be consistent with what it says in the Seis HaShorim over there, L'chayr. Right? Why is the same Malach saying, Shalchei Nikiola Shachel Toch Ani Loi Mashiach.
Basically, it's finished. His job is finished. That's what I would say, sure.
Yeah. My
Shmoy is not finished. He's out of the mouth, he's all gone. All he's doing now, he's going to say, sure.
The pashtus of that shor is that there is that two different kinds of malach. Yeah, that's the chiyah. But chiyah is the most into which I am for. Let me just say, chiyah dor hashocha. Here's the sholem. Malach Echo, and the place I show him over there, he says Malach Echo, they know it's a Shri Shri for this. Says it on that. Place I show him something. Like a plan. Of course, there is a Zichar Malach. What's he doing saying Shira? I was going to say, how's it? That's the Zanishka Malach. Shaila does it. He picked the wrong day. That's correct. So the Shaila picked the wrong day to start with that. That's a God's call. And you see, these rites, Sorry, Shal Esav, and Tad Esav is so bent on destroying Yaakov that he puts his only part of saying Shira in jeopardy because of that. He's not going to be Mavatil on getting Yaakov, you know.
You can't say that Malachim also say Shira. I'm sure so.
That's why
they say
Shira
all the time. They're not
Malachim, when he finishes Malachus, then he goes into Shira. There's no way to say that, but I think last year I saw a Shudder from Baj Reason, if I remember correctly. I think I said this in the Kurdian, which is Machayah and Emes of Art. And that is, the Emes is the power. That's what I just said. He takes the only day that he's going to take Shira, and that's the day he thinks it's off the act of Iran. I think someone did to take a fight, no? What's going on? Emes of the Kishkim Shah. And he has to then beg and say, Shachin Kyo La Shocha? So, have you learned my Shira? Did you wake up a little earlier about that? Why did he do that for? Yeah? So he's included all the kashas. But he's included that goes as early. The pshat is that no, it wasn't his date to say Shira. Dafka, the result of what just happened, he had to go say Shira. Which means, one of the mahalachim, one of the ways to understand it is this. Who saw the shalais of Shaitach? Who yates a horror? Who saw the mahalach hamoda as a horror? Mahalach man. Yeah? In that case, his job is. To go try to be martial people. We're talking the Chachamim Yosef Mikulam, the Gemara says, right? But when he, through his actions, creates a situation where this tzaddik wins, despite the entirety of the order being focused on him, he will have the Yahoo and his avukus, the avukus, and he takes him by the neck, and he's wringing his neck. It wasn't his neck out, it was his. He tried his best too, that's close. But he got him one place. All right, do everything he could. And Yaakov Avinu, in the swarm of opinions, it goes very clearly through that he was an inner battle being waged. And at the end, after he threw everything he had at Yaakov Avinu, he won. Tzorach Ani Loi Mashiach. Shat is number one. There's no greater way than it's a horror to be mashal in his taskins. But to create a situation like he just created. And he has got to say, Shira full possible his own Shashlam is Atafi. Number one. Number two, when he takes a human being and does to him what he did to Yaakov Avinu, he wins. Who is the Briya? Yes, the Chobay Lomcha. The eight. He goes up to the Briya, he says, I'm not the Shira. So it could be that Shira over there was after Shira of the Malach and not of the Mishar. If the Meshorsim was saying Shira, I'm going to Shira Tarta. Yeah? Tom and Mesachim for his kid, the Meshorsim, I'm going to Tarta. But this Malachi, who sent on a mission, and he comes back into the mission, the A is the Bria, but also by Lomach. Comes back and has a Shira, which can see that he's a Malachi, and not a Meshorsim.
If you're the Taisha, say, I'll catch you from the Fanecha, be a to her. Right? The chet that we did can take the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is not judged, not the mashlas. If to create that
mashlas,
it's not sayach over it. And when we listen to the Yetzer Hara, we're actually messing up his shlichus.
When we lost to him, you're saying,
right,
we actually betrayed him also.
Yeah.
In other words, the feeling is that the heart is happy that he got a job done by being machshav a person. But the Etzem, the Ikar Simcha, even of the Tzohar Gufa, is when he manages Faket to do what he really is meant to do, which is to bring out the best in a human being by means of that challenge. And if not for that challenge, how does it cause the problem? There's nothing to do. A human being has no to waste in this world if he's not here to be challenged. That's what the famous Mitzvah of Shalom says. Calling on the idol is saying the same law, though. In other words, Oyesha is an Isoyan. Anios is an Isoyan. Everything in all directions is an Isoyan. Because if you weren't being tested, there was nothing to be here for. That's one of the nuances of that thing. What's the pshat? Toiv is a Toiv. Everyone knows about that. We have a curse to that. Toiv! All the Mo'oids over there, it says are negative stuff. Yeah? But it is a bad heart that they're divert to what they say. If they say Mo'oid is always the bad thing. Too much.
Teacher.
A person is extreme and unbalanced, but it also says Mo'oid. And that thing's a horror, and that's Mo'oid, and that's Mo'oid. Malach HaMo'oid says a horror, that else is Mo'oid, yeah? But a Kipshut himself is Mo'oid, Toiv Mo'oid, yeah? Take your extremeness and use it to revenge. And it was Cecil of Chaim Rachel, Chaim Rachel. He, I remember years ago, he was going through the Umek, or the Reichas, the Homo in Decha, the Holobof, the Holobof, the Homo in Decha, and say Chazor, and he said, in English, he said, you can play on words on there and say, the Homo in Decha means the Homo in Decha. All these different moves, he said, you should be serving the best. This move is man, the word I am, the word, this move, that one. Kapanen, so the Kriya over here is like this. Because you really have to be challenged, that's what this world is about. We celebrate every week, we celebrate the greatest mess that ever happened. What's that? The Briya Yishmai. Yeah? Why don't you hope for Briya Yishmai? What's the biggest mess that ever happened? The Shamsu is just saying, no. All that was Yishmai Yish. Yishmai Yayin happened once. Right? This is where something is created out of complete nothingness. What is the salvation of that? That was once a week. Yeah? One down to the years I don't know, the 52. And what's that delta called? Shabbos. But Shabbos means to rest. That doesn't make any sense, okay? Shabbos, the day of Shabbos should be called Malach, Maitha, Briya, Yetzira. Instead, it's about Shabbos. They're resting. That's the food in it. Right? They're resting the people we rest. So I should have kept. Yeah, it's not that we can don't say that we're in the shadow of the period, but what? What's the Nekuda? What's the Nekuda online? The Nekuda is that if the Bein Shalom, because the Bein Shalom stops creating, that's why there's a world here that's worth having. The Bein Shalom not stops creating. Once all the Bein Shalom is created, we can all go back home. There's nothing to be there for. If you watch the Bein Shalom in front of your eyes, actively creating, but where does the hope go? That's not what this world is for. This world is a world of challenge, of struggle. You see the Abayusha active in front of your face? Who needs you here? There's a different place where you can see the Abayusha active in front of your face. Everyone will get there, hopefully not to 420. Yeah? But here, that's not what this world is for. This world is a world where the Abayusha is getting a place where he is not, to be honest. Yeah? And he wants you to look for him here and bring him in. But if he's here, then I'm done. Yeah? That's what this world is. The world of challenge comes to Yitzhahara and he sees. Yitzhahara comes and he sees. He managed to do that. To the greatest shayla. That's where the Mashiach will come from. But that's the shayla of a mouth, not of a Mashiach. I'll go upon it. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar said that the word Malachim is called Shluchim, regular Shluchim, human Shluchim, and Malachim. Ashluchim is a Kabbish Baruch. Who says over here, he says, that it was Malachim? Who says it was Malachim? See, it's Malachim matters, like Rashi says, maybe it was back in the Shluchim. It's a Shidna Pirishim. But his Pirish is this. He says there's a strangeness in something. It says, Ayishach Yaakim Malachim Alayis Amachim. Ayishuv Malachim Alayakim Bon Malachim Alayis Amachim. He says, in between, it should have said, Vayavoyu amalochem aleisov. Vayagidu loy azoyim azoyim. Vayashuvu el yakir loyim loy higadnu loy chasmon vayir. Where's all that? Right? That's not what happened. Just as Yeshua, he says, the Malachi Ashores, and he says, they're going to have to go, they come back. They came back before they even went. And therefore, directly after, he says, go to Esau, he says, Yeshua. And that only can be true about a mouse. This is just a random highlight, but that's how we know this. Interesting thing over here. Also, thanks, Ashore. He talks about the fact that the same way that Ainsh Malach Echabes Shleish Likuda is, the same rule holds strong that the opposite is also true. Ainsh Ne Malach Echabes Shleish Likuda. Right? One Malach can't do two missions of the Ben Zoyal, and two Malach are not sent for the same thing. And Isaiah asks, how is it a Malachim? Why is there more than one Malach sent over here to Esau? Says Machabes Shleish Echabes. So that the thought is that he sent them to various places in different ways. Right? In other words, wherever Esau would go, one of them would meet up there. Right? One mouth was sent to him, and as he came, you would see where they would meet up with him. That's what shows them also that is right on that schmooze will see when we get down by the level.
Well, I think
that
Malachim would be able to network
very, so that's an interesting part. I guess here they weren't going to sleep with again. What seems to be like this. Malachim are not sent to make their own decisions. Malachim are sent with to do what the Mishaleach says. One thing, Bezos and Samuel, okay. This was a very interesting situation. Human being is sent to Malach. How often do you find that? I don't know. Actually, he sends Malach. Sent on Baal Mishaleach, he doesn't know where they're going to be and where they're going to find it. So at what time? At what point? Yeah? He sends the Malach in a different direction. There's another interesting thing to be involved in. The poor Al-Tayyidah sent on Baal because the Yishak Hayati Malach and that's over the front of two of his faces. That's actually the fun of that could happen in your class. No? People say the front of two of his face because you don't know what he's talking about, right? Look, the poor, that's the fact, the front of me to his face. What does that mean? He sent Malach to his face? He says that they should look at his face. And they should read his face and see what's going on inside of his mind. In other words, what Esau actually would say, even he would say, we wouldn't say it, he would say, we said it's telling the truth. But the Malachim, you know, there's such a thing as Chochmas HaParetuf, yeah? Chochmas HaParetuf. So the Malachim here was sent to read Esau's face. And to come back with a body language breakdown.
First case of profiling.
There you go. There's a kazakh. Looking at the corner of the eye. He doesn't have to look at it. Rashi, over here, but the Medrash does state the famous Medrash. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash warns about Yaakov Avinu. Why did he send everyone to Esau altogether? And from the way it looks in the Pesukim, when it says, Yishach Yaakov Malachim Mufon Lo Esau Malachim, Arto Seir, they ever. Yeah? With Esau, Eretz Seir, they ever. Picture, you get over here, he's in some distant place, who asked you? What are you sending Malachim going for? Yeah? And the message says, it's like grabbing the ears of a dog when he's like that. They say, no, this same thing, and you grab him by the ears. Who asked you? What are you waking him up for? They said, Medrash. The Titus and Akhil Medrash. What are you waking him up for? And the truth is, Kipshutai, Takapel, or Takapshat over there. So there's several Yeshayim who speak about the Matthias over here, and especially the Ramban. But once you see the Ramban, you could also go to some other Yeshayim and see where they're going. But the Ramban says, that the south of Eretz Yisrael, which is where Yitzhak Avinu lived, who Yoshev Banegev, yeah? What does it say? Yitzhak Bom Boi Me'er L'chai Yoyi, who Yoshev Be'er Tanegev, the Melech. I think that's where Eretz Yisrael was not possible. Pashat Chai Sola, if you got married, it says, Yitzhak Bom Boi Me'er L'chai Yoyi, who Yoshev Be'er Tanegev, the Melech. Sitting in the south of Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Ramban, the south of Eretz Yisrael is next to Edom. And therefore, he had to pass near Edom in order to go to his father. And therefore, since he was in the area, he was afraid Esau was going to hear about it. And today, it wasn't one of the most famous villains. Three minutes later, you'd have a watch acquisition. But in those days, you just right, the word gets around. So if you look in Nebuchadnezzar, he talked to you also. In other words, if you know the geography, you know that Yaakov had to pass by near Edom in order to get to his father. And therefore, this is the reason he was afraid. And Rabbeinu Menachem, who adds even more, he says, it's mentioned here, Al Toseyes, Stay Edom. Why don't you just say, Ayesha Chakim Alochim, Alaytim Alochim, Stay Edom? Why does the Al Toseyes mention this? He says, because Al Toseyes is an allusion to the fact of how Esau got this place. The Chayri, it says, it was a little bit Seyir. Seyir HaChayri, it says, yeah? Seyir HaChayri, what's the face of this? It says, he fought and routed them. He drove them out. He conquered their land. And this is part of the story of the Rebbe Menachem. Because the fact that Esau had done this to this whole nation is part of what's going to happen. That's why in that context is being settled there. Lack of you had reason to be worried about Esau. He was a fearsome warrior. And therefore, this was the vote on this.
And the verse is much more that they didn't move it away.
You know what?
And the verse is much
more. That's what I think about. It's also brought up by Yushayim. And a couple of Yushayim say that Esau's wives were from Seir. So they were there the whole time. And he would constantly come there. Constantly come. He would come visiting his wives. Yushayim. After Yaakov came back, Esau picked himself up. He catch Esau, that's a chumah chulah b'chul, it's called Nashim's Beitzei, chol ha-shaloi b'chuloh, ha-yeh 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 ha-yeh, and then that's the Pshatim. Well, it's the same Pshatim from your Kashim. Pshatim is here, you see, he sent Allah to say it, and all the homeless, they only happen at the end of the Pasha. So that's it. He had a foot in each place the whole time. He had his wife there, and he was in Earth to Zohar. You know?
I was thinking that like when he conquered them, he took away his wives. Seems like that. No, he was miyachet with them. He joined up with them more.
It's not. Miyachet was worried about tzchus of Esau for to cover kibbutz Arba and get there for the tzchus of Tishah. He wasn't there. He wouldn't have to worry about either one. At the time, Masha, he was there.
Yeah. And I was
saying that.
Yeah.
Al Kaponim, yeah, that was the real finding of Chatu, but you see what he has to present to that. It's not that if he's wise or is, I'll say he can't prove the poison. But the both of them are attacking us in the court.
Yeah.
I just said, he had his wives in a different country. You know, different things work for different couples, I think. Al Kaponim. One last McCreed on here, from the Albazanet. He says that Yaakov Avinu, and this fits with the verse over here about the face, reading the face and not necessarily talking about it. And he says just like this. He says he was sending the Malachim as spies. There was a spy mission going on. What's the chapter? He says, what's he doing? I want you to go check out. What may we mean what he's doing? Why is that? He says if he's sitting still and quiet. The Eretz Meshavai, the Eretz Seir, okay, leave one. That means, you know, he's happy where he is, let's not talk to him, just don't bother. Right? But, he says, if you see him coming in my direction, he says, let me know. Because there's no question that if he's, if I didn't know his daughter, it's the shine, watch out, he's coming to fight me. And therefore, he said, you go. Also say you stay up and go to Eretz say to stay up. And if you come to Eretz Yisrael and he's there, couldn't tell you under any Yisrael, couldn't have the Chayakim, etc. Say whatever it is to say. What if he's not there? Don't talk to him at all. Don't say anything. And now he says an interesting strategic thought. Why shouldn't he say anything, he says? He says because it's not Kedai. If somebody hates you and he's your enemy and he's out to get you, it's the wrong time. He says, to grovel. Because he's going to take it as a weakness on your part. Okay? So, One of the kashas he's answering by this is the kasha of the etzim the ha'ora that Tzachet brought up Rabbi Mechaya. He says, why do we find them never done anything? Teretz says, because they didn't. They never done anything. He told them, you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you find them there, this is the message. What if you don't find them there? It's not the message. Right? So what happened? They go out towards him. They never got to Eretz Yisrael. They never got to. Because they found them on the way. Right? It says, he heard us across. Right? And he had told them, don't talk to him if that's going on. Therefore, they came right back to Yaakov, and they didn't say, Omar, they said, Bono, Lachich, Olaizot, they got heard us across. What happened to the whole Shlichus that I sent you? He was also Shlichus. Right? Bono, Olaizot, not allowed to say Zayed, but Olaizot, yes. But it's on the way. And Abba means Tashima. And therefore, we can talk to him. Kibbei Shalom Yahweh on the Tzvizah. Which means you told us not to speak to him, and we made sure not to disobey what he said.
And what time did he send? He didn't give him?
That's one thing. That's good.
No.
Look at the first sticker on the bus. Aishlach, the first sticker on the bus is Aishlach. Tzorech Odas, Oyoi Lefonon, the Loi Tzorech. The word Lefonon, this is the next one there. Lefonov, the Loi Tzorech, the word Lefonov. Right? So we saw already that the poor stands on the word Lefonov and he says it means his face. Yeah? But what's the purpose of saying Lefonov? I could have just said Yishak, Yakim, Aloch, and Aloch, and Aloch. God, Lomo Hutzachlein is David's Ochiv. You know who Esau's who Ochiv. Again, why does he have to be described here as his brother when it's clear that he's his brother? God, Lomo Hutzachlein is to say Yishak, and Yishak, and Yishak, and Yishak, and Yishak, and Yishak, again, this is the Or of the Barbanel, who actually says that it was a different sleeper where he is, depending where he is. But again, nobody else says that, so that's not the pastor. The Hanukkah just wants to know, what's the shot in that? Why does he have to face the answer? Again, according to the Barbanel, we have a third. Boy, dictate. Boy, my art saw. Boy, oh my, lit error. Again, so I'm going to use Al-Kom, which is sort of Lamed. Whenever you can put a Lamed before to mean two. You can put a hey at the end, which means two as well. In other words, it doesn't always work that way. And when it does, when it's a hey at the end instead of a lamed, what's the shot? Okay? So he has four kashas. Okay. Kavona fakosa bu lotis tan lo inra v'yishlof malochim. The pasuk was by having these four strange nekudas and shinuyim, he wants to answer the big general elephant in the room, which is what? Lomo yishtamesh mesholos ha'elyon olay tzorech. He sent malachim, angels, what? Why do you have to send malachim? What's the need to do this? As we discussed earlier, which other time we see human beings sending malachim all over the place? Just because he could? The trap. Why can't he send people? Was that Omar Lefonov? His first reason, his first proof that he was allowed to do this was Lefonov, that they were there. The fact that Yosef Lefonov, don't you who should have established by him, Hashem Yitzarech Lohem. In other words, he learns from the fact that Hashem had the Malachim hanging around him, that they were put there for a purpose for him to use them, for what he needs. Something they can't do by means of people. Now, that doesn't explain anything yet, because one of his kashas was, why can't he do it by means of people? Why can't he use people? So he didn't say it, why he can't use people, but he said he got the message, so to speak, he could use malachim where he needs them, and he can't use people, so why not? So he did need them. Why? It's not shashlichus who el eitzol. Who all them God are you? the Shlichus was the Esau, and he was a great man, and in not the least, we see it right here in this Parsha. He's coming accompanied by 400 men. And therefore, Shlichus Achim, Rashi Shlichus Achim, Rashi Shlichus. Not every dude who wants to walk over and have a conversation with him, and he looks at him. He doesn't look like in that direction. So he has to send Malachim, first of all, in order to be able to have any kind of dialogue. Or Efshar, could be that besides answering or not answering, or being shach to them or not, Efshar Shiyachim Rakoisov and Bli Hoshet, could be that whole smite them in a way that they can't come back. V'yovei al Yaakov Shegid Hamoshet. And then he'll come swoop down by surprise and Yaakov Avinu. Hashem can have a loch and he can't do that to them. And so therefore, number one is because of his chashivus. And therefore he's not going to be misyachis to these people. Right? Number two is because he's dangerous. It's not going to work if he sends people. Maybe they'll be hurt and they won't come back. A third reason, gam, and so it's shlichusam, yifchad v'rochav l'bov, it's supposed to be in Yishayah. Which means he will, first of all, be afraid, and second of all, his heart will be widened, meaning hopefully there'll be some Ava and some Yir towards Yaakov Avinu by means of him sending these Malachim. But he'll say, Tuva Shomayim! He's Yaakov Avinu sending the heavenly host after him, right? And Zal, and Hem Lelushay Eish Lelichmi Shusim Atkel. Shemazay Yeder, but Allah says so, he scares him, he won't hurt him. And we know that that's exactly what happened. And it says that they beat him up, Esav on his way. Malachim beat him up on his way. And he said, get off me. I'm a Enikol Avraham Avinu. They kept beating him. He said, I'm a son of Israel. I'm a brother of Yaakov. They stopped beating him. In other words, there was a very strong message going on to him. So it worked. Right? And Esav spoke respectfully to Yaakov after that. What did it say his brother? And again, like he asked, we know that it's his brother. Why is it that he sent such a shlichus, which was done in a manner of peace and in a manner of honor? Because he was his brother. Afraid of Esav, that's what you mentioned earlier. Esav was a ben avrona to Yaakov. He came from the honest. The Gemara says Esav was a strong mover. Esav is a strong mover. As opposed to Shmuel, who was not part of Klal Yisrael, Esav is going to be a strong mover. Esav should have been part of Klal Yisrael. He was expected to be part of Klal Yisrael, after the truth. It was a big shot that we lost to, and that's the reason why there's a big list of Alufei Esav because of what they should have become. But he should have been done. The Bnei Yisrael was unhappy. We won't say so. He should have been allowed them. There's no shaila that was each of his chesed and wanted to give him the blessings because he wanted him to have a role in Klal Yisrael. Except the risk of the truth, which was that it was too late and that was not going to happen. And therefore, to give him the blessings was the wrong thing to do. But again, Esav, that's chosonis. And therefore, Yaakov was afraid. Oh, Esav, off, we don't get into a war with him. You know what would happen? Okay. So now, on the other side. Oh, yes, the mother child of the other. Al Esav, Shehu Shaine, Esav the enemy, Al Ochim Shaine Shaine. Pirish, Shayasu Ashmirich is La Erech Hashem Tzulemi. Esav himself could actually manifest himself in one of two ways. He didn't know at this point, and again, going back to the Torah who says, I want you to read his face, where is he holding with me? Right? He says, he can either be Esav or he can be Ochim. Esav, I appreciate it, yeah? So what you have to do is based on how they find him. They find an enemy, that's one kind of shlichus. If he is a brother, it's a different shlichus. There you go. It's an allusion to the same type of voice as that Torah says back here, which is, others can be fooled. Malachim will read the face, and that's it. I don't know who they're dealing with on there. And therefore, the shlichus has to be in a different way. Now, I want to skip a little because we're running out of time, but I don't want to miss the last piece of what I have. the last piece on the schedule. Right, the Derech Remes. The Derech Remes, at the end of the piece, those who have my copies on the Smadish, the two lines from the bottom, in the right column. The Derech Remes, the Avodah Shemot. The Chavon HaKotel Limrit Gimel Zmanim, the Pasuk is actually hinting at three periods of time. Shishtanu Bohem B'nai Esau. And the Esau's children, Esau's family, of change in these three times. There is a time where I'll let you Yaakov Esau and Midas Achma. Midas Achma over here doesn't mean necessarily that the brothers have a brotherly love. He's talking about the fact that they're equals, right? Which means this is the time that both of them were in a high place. Both of them had a melucha, both of them had kingship, both of them had rulership. They both had their own full autonomy. And this was the time that happened, the Bu'aymer, Esav also the Hoya, Ab Esachon. This was until the Hoya. Which means, until the Hoya, Hagam, Shehoya's man, Shehoya, Ezim, Tachat Yad, Yisrael, the Hoya's man, it was a short time back then. And Ezer was Tachat Yad Yisrael, right? And that was Tachat Yad Yisrael. But Lamaisa, the vast majority of time, from Vayishlach, Parashas Vayishlach, until the Chorban, Ezer and Yaakov had their own independent parallel Meluchas going. And that's called Achva. Achva in the sense of, again, the parallel equals. In terms of, everyone has their domain, and they're doing okay. So that's first. That's Achma. Habeis, Nizman, Shenechrav Habayis, Ab Eis Keis. From the Chorban until the end of time. Until the end of, from Shechem. What happens then? She Esau's B'mayla Gedorla. Esau is on top. Right? Esau is on top. The 8 miles is only Kishan, right? Which means he's on top, and our Mila is not recognized in his presence. Notice that it doesn't say that he still doesn't have a Mila Chas HaShem. He always has the biggest Mila. But in the face of Esau, it's not noticeable in this world. Shinta Begoluso. What does that mean? Kind of basically about his family. I'm not recognized over that. Like Rashi says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. Hashem Echad, Rashi teaches, Ma'asid. Ma'asid, Ma'asid is Hashem Echad Olam. K'may Barakosu, Hoy Hashem Melech HaKol Erez, Hoy Yerim Ahu, Yeh Hashem Echad Shmoyeh. It's not that way right now. And that's the death comes, the hemsha of the bosom, only when she and the heart see and wish for the entire Esau. Only then Mohit Shah Hashem Amlucha. Up until then, Fali saw as the representative of the Bishop in this world, not recognizable in the Bechal and on Maila. And this, at this time, he says, is what's Merumas, which is almost by Merit Arzo Seir, the Pasach Tachat Aleph, right? Arzo Seir, to the land of Seir, Highest one there is only Zolmayat, Arzo, the land. Yeah? It's like Leho'oret, say it, to the land. Right? Or say it. It's a the land. Esau's land is it. They're in control, they're the ones. And Esau, the nicer, Europe has been on top very long time. Europe, Russia, all these different places, the different shitas, who's Esau, who's Eben today, who's the Golas Eben. A few European countries, it's Russia, it's whatever it is. Today we see that, especially since this president was elected, Russia doesn't go out of the news. Russia's in the news every day. That's where it is, but most of the world, most of the world today, who is what we call the Western world, that's Esau. Britain and France. Once you have the states of Italy, yeah, these countries, Britain and France, have bigger power. And then you have Russia. And also there's Germany. Tomorrow says, America might say, all the other thing about it was your side. It's coming up next week. Hope our system is your side. A picture of heaven. I can follow him in early 1930s. I heard this song, Leave the Limit of Racial Alliance. He's been gone now for 25 years. But he was a personal mishalish of someone else on the island, Bohan, or his Bohan, like they call it. And he was, Bohan, the Khosrow Bohan. Bohan, I'm talking. He's a yeshiva, he never had a yeshiva, he's like chair of the yeshiva. Bohan. He said, I'll be able to get a Gemara to one day. He says, Moshe, this is a shade of the Gemara. Show the Gemara inside. It says, Al-Titin Hashem Avaye Rosha. The Moloi Al-Tofek. And the Gemara Zuge Mamnish Al-Eben. The Moloi Hinyitze Machir Neskoe Nekure. This is talking about Germany of Eben. Which if they are allowed out, they're going to destroy the whole world. That's the Moshe, that's the Heintige Dachshah. This refers to the Germany of today. This was several years before the war. But nobody, even during the war, nobody thought what Germany was going to do. But before the war, years before the Chabadish. Yeah? But again, my point is, in Germany, so the man is from Edom, right? So Edom is the eighth of European countries. Now, there you go, Gimel, my Yomim, I'm a Kuvim Mono. So here, Edom, Yeresho. That's a positive. Oh, you're Edom Yeresha. Oh, you're Yeresha Seyeroiva. Yisroel Oysechoyu. And that's talking about when Mashiach comes, we're going to say Edom. Kisoget Yichodesh. Edom will be like a plowed field. Yeah? That will happen to me. We may not invite him. Hosem Shai. All the Moshiach Bahar Siyoi Lishpoit is Har Esau. Yeah? Har Esau is what it is at the time that Mashiach comes. Adem hoito Hashem amulucho, hoya Hashem amulucho, kol ha'ore. Maybe Hashem ha'chodesh ma'echor. At that time, instead of Tiroin Sobat Echoresh, instead we have Edom Sobat Echoresh. In other words, that was it. Chuy Hashem will make Edom Sem Yerushalayim, Olu, Olu, Ada Yisoyt Bo. Yeah? They're the ones who take it first, Tiroin Sobat Echoresh, Olu, Olu, Ada Yisoyt Bo. Get down to the bottom, plow it up. Yeah? Instead of feeling so that they're chores, it'll be Edom so that they're chores. And at that time, instead of Harei Sof, we're going to have today Edom. Which means everything that in this world is here to compete with the Rebbeinu Shalom will be destroyed, and instead, so that they're chores, it's going to be taken down. It's going to be taken down and plowed over. What plows mean? Probably there's no hecker left of whoever that is. And it doesn't stand there as a competition of how to feel and how to feel. So we have to make sure which side we're on. That's what it's always about. To make sure which side we're on. That's the Chanukah is coming. It's Yavlin. Yavlin will be there too, by the way. Make sure which side we're on. Because when I say, I remember we hear Hashem HaChod Hashem HaChod, Hashem HaChod, Hashem HaChod. I want to make sure we're on the right side of this. On the right side of history. So come to Chayit, that's the final period that's being maneuvered in this passage over here. It starts off Esav Achiv, equal. Then comes Artoseir, full end, and goes back as the Edom, and then Sodom Techoresh. Every man, all man.
It's not as clear to Rashi when Oyim is Oyim Yamot, that comes and Neufel. You always think that it's other Esav is a role for Yank, because a role for Sukkot.
So Maitre Chanukah was just saying that happened at a certain time.
It changed.
It started happening in the last again, towards the second, and the same way some Esav, what happened is historically, the Chashmanurim had a big mistake. They didn't consult the Chachom. They went ahead and they forcibly took over Edom, and they forcibly were Magaya Edom. We never asked for that. So I can't leave a guy somebody who knows to make my diet. So what did he do? He gave me the status and I bought him. That way, every automatically is the kind of you get. Full get when you shot here, but what do they do? They forced him in. That's where we ended up for those on Spachting. We ended up mommy's being machin clouds on the worst way roof is on gas. So that's the point that Chaim was alluding to when he said, Agam, that at a certain point, Eden was on the time of the Yisrael, but that was only a short time. He says, before Chum Bayis, before Chum Bayis Shein, Zayas Man Mons, yeah? But that's when it really started, that's like that first Lali Yisrael was on top of that, then we were under us. But they very quickly turned it over, and then, Chum Bayis was scared, but it's clear that through all the years, we weren't ruling over that. Once there's a rivalry between the two, which only started back here. And the second Beit HaMikdash, only then started this whole massive factor of that comes and resurrects or comes on. Once the fight starts, then package and egg comes, I know even though it comes back home. It's not the black guy, but again, that was packing the wrong guy's sushi. That's Adia. But I think it's the idea that he foretells of instruction of everything. He came to that. But that wasn't happening at that time. That happened during the second race. I mean, once it started, I gotta stop. Beautiful story, Sack. And the problem of the Shai is when you have